You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, happy President's Day. Although I think the government says it's not really President's Day. If we're all celebrating this Monday and taking off, I guess it's supposed to be George Washington's birthday. Wasn't it George Washington's birthday? Wouldn't we celebrate Lincoln's birthday and then George Washington's birthday? So I guess it's supposed to be Washington's birthday, but over the decades, they decided to include Abraham Lincoln and then all presidents. So it's President's Day, all right, which means I guess Obama gets to play another round of golf with Tiger Woods. Not too sure. You know, any opportunity for people in Washington to take off, you know they're going to do it. Washington's birthday is, I guess, February 22nd, but I guess Congress in the 60s passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. So I guess the third Monday in February would then be considered Washington's birthday. Don't you love it? Right? You know, the Washington, right? Washington, D.C. could just change someone's birthday, right, as they please. Personally, I would love a day in the middle of the week off. These three-day weekends kind of kill me, especially mail-wise, because we really need our mail. And imagine when mail gets cut on Saturdays, then that means we're not going to get mail for 3 days of those weeks. So to me, I mean, you know, if the president's birthday falls on a Tuesday, you know, President George Washington, then fine, let's take that one off. But no, you know, so for those of you enjoying the three-day weekend, great, hoopla, have a good one. For the rest of us who are working, it's difficult because with so many places closed and you need to get stuff done, it's kind of hard. But I do like the idea of the kids in school reflecting on the presidents, learning about our presidents. I think it's so important. So it's a good day. It's just that, you know, I think we're celebrating the wrong thing, I guess, according to Washington. It's supposed to be, you know, George Washington's birthday. Well, who knows? Got a lot to talk about. I kind of need to concentrate a little bit. The in-laws are coming at the end of this week. Yeah, not the British are coming. The in-laws, my in-laws are coming. 10 days. They'll be here for 10 days. Yeah. Yeah. It's a third of a month. I know. Third of a month. It's okay though. I got this. I got it. I've been married to my husband now for 16 years. I got this. Okay. I mean, we can handle 10 days of the in-laws, even though we, you know, just saw them a couple weeks ago. And, you know, we have to spend more time with them. You know, they're getting older. I mean, we need to. It's not like I have to try to please them anymore. I think whatever damage I've done is done. Don't you think? No, I don't need Valium. I don't take Valium. I got this. We're good. You know, it's interesting. A lot of you guys have asked me about, you know, in-laws and, you know, how to handle Christmas and Thanksgiving. What one of the first emails I got when I started the show was one of our listeners always hated Thanksgiving. And he came to realize the reason why he hated Thanksgiving is because he always had to, you know, spend it with the in-laws. And so, you know, we've spent a lot of time on the show how to deal with in-laws, right? But it's always a good subject to bring up, especially since I use my show as therapy myself. You know, like I say, I like my in-laws. They're great people. They're very good people. It's just, I think the reason why a lot of us want to avoid in-laws isn't because we don't particularly like them. I mean, look, we're surrounded by people we don't like. That's not the issue. It's none of us really need any more negativity when it comes to our marriage, right? You know, usually whenever we're around in-laws, if you have the type of relationship that could be a little contentious, it brings negativity to the marriage. And for those of us who are, you know, already stressed because of the recession or because of money, etc., you just don't need any added external pressures on the marriage. And, you know, a lot of you like to then take the avoidance role. It's not that you dislike in-laws. It's that, you know what, if I avoid them, I could do no wrong. And if I could do no wrong, then there's going to be no negativity. My wife's not going to be harangued by her mother about things I did, my husband's mother or whatever. You know what I mean? And so a lot of us will take the avoidance attitude. So what do you do if you're in my position 10 days? What do you do? I mean, it's very hard to avoid anybody for 10 days. Try to avoid your boss, etc. I wouldn't be avoiding them because I don't like them. It's just I don't need to do anything wrong. And remember, I'm the type of woman who could do things wrong, right? I mean, you know, I'm not the most quiet. I'm not the most, shall I say, compliant. I do my own thing. You know, that's a root of most in-law problems. I'd love to hear from you guys too. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You know, many, women will look at the marriage as great. My knight in shining armor will pick me up, take me away, and I'll live in his castle. Then you have women like me who I want to build my own castle. You know? Yeah, I know my castle's kind of, you know, stinky and dogs and cats run over the place. So yeah, I know I didn't succeed at that. But you know, when I grew up, I never fantasized about knight in shining armor living in his castle. I always fantasized about my own castle and me and my own prince building our castle and picking out our own horses, etc. So when you come from two very strong families, okay, you know, hypothetically, one thinks, you know, daughter's going to join our castle. The other one thinks son is going to join their castle. And there is going to be some bumpy roads, right? It's going to get bumpy. All right. So, day one, you could always say migraine. Okay. You know, many of us have migraines, right? Always jet lag. You could say you feel the jet lag of your in-laws. Right? Because you feel for them. Okay. If you're a woman, always go for the period. The heavy menstruation cramps. Now, I know some of your men are like, no, man, we can't use that. Listen, guys, actually you can. You guys have testicles. And not only testicles, you got two of them. So that gives you each a day. Honestly, right? You could take a day off for each testicle. But you know, let's come up with some more excuses. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pale Combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow me on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, in addition to a bunch of the stuff we talk about, whether it be politics or national security or economy or education or medicine, I think the whole relationship thing between coworkers and in-laws and bosses and family members is kind of important. And the reason why I feel it's important is because I see your emails coming in. You know, one very common thread isn't people having an issue with their mother-in-law or father-in-law, is they have an issue with their daughter-in-law or son-in-law. Now, I'm at the age where my kids are still young and they haven't gotten married, but my guess, having two boys, is one of their wives is probably going to get under my skin. I mean, I could just, that's probably a very safe bet. And if that's the case, am I going to lose access to my grandchildren? I mean, this is something that has been concerning many of you throughout the years. You don't get to see your grandchildren because your daughter-in-law or son-in-law don't want anything to do with you. All right? How did that happen? Where did that go? And is something like that just unavoidable? You know, do people just not get along, and we are taking liberty of choices that we used to not have in the olden days? I mean, when I grew up, we always had one of my grandparents live with us. When one of the grandparents got sick, or when one of them was widowed, they moved in with us. So I grew up knowing that there would be a span of generations in my household. Okay, I just knew that. Now, when my father refused to go to the doctor and I thought he might be getting sick, you know, I started to prepare my husband going, you know, if something happens with my dad, if he finally gets the colonoscopy I've been urging him to get and we find colon cancer in him, you know, because it's so rampant in the family, you know, what do we do with my mom? Now, okay, I'm not going to go into the verbatim conversation, but we were at a time financially years ago when the market was phenomenal to be able to use a rental property for her. Okay. Now, of course, with the economy, we aren't really sure what we're going to do, and mom may have to move into mother-in-law quarters. Okay. But she's my mom, so it's okay. It's not my mother-in-law. You see, it's my husband's mother-in-law, so he's the one that's got the problem. Where was I going with that? Okay. Moving in, whatever. Okay. But anyway, for somebody like me, who comes from family, you know, from Russia and Germany and Austria and Israel and Puerto Rico, and I mean, we just come from, everybody takes care of their parents. Everybody takes care of their grandparents. I mean, you really don't have a choice. It's very interesting. A lot of my ethnic patients of different nationalities, they don't even give the whole in-law idea a thought. It's just part of life. It's just that. You know, however, in many families, though, the in-laws don't end up being the matriarchs or the patriarchs. It's the family who they're living with. So then sometimes they will take a back seat to the daughter-in-law or son-in-law because they're living there. So that's another source of contention between families. All right. Are you the new nucleus, you and your new wife, right? Or are your parents, like Prince Charles, let's say, the patriarch? I mean, is he the one that rules the family? So a lot of us that have in-law issues, it's just the whole, it's the ideology of where is the family starting? You know, so many of us will get married going, okay, the family starts here. We got this bubble of these parents here, this bubble, my parents over here, and then you and I are the nucleus. But many other families don't think that way. They think they're the nucleus and you are an offspring of it. And if that's the case, yeah, there's going to be fighting. Now, we talked about what you could do to avoid the in-laws if, let's say, they do come in for a third of a month, okay, let's say 10 days, and you like them, but you want to avoid them so you know, aren't always in the doghouse. And we talked about, you know, you could always go with, you know, a menstrual thing if you're a female, and guys think they can't ever use that, but they can. I mean, testicular pain is something that's pretty real and pretty debilitating. You could one day have a torsion issue, another day you could be epididymitis, right? You could say your epididymis flared up. And you could get out of that, but we only made it before the break today, day three. Some of you have suggested Valium. No, you cannot be drugging yourselves through an in-law visit. It just doesn't work. Now, I tell you what works, and this also works if you're ever trying to get out of work. Okay, you notice most of my excuses that I will come up with are things that could be kind of a little embarrassing. I won't say, oh, I got to get my hair done, or I won't say, oh, I got to work. I'll say something like, what's a good idea? Oh, yeah, I'm having abnormal nipple discharge. Now, if you say that to your in-laws, are they going to think you're lying? No, because that is so specific. Now, you got to be careful, okay, because you never want to lie about something because you don't know if karma is going to smack you with it. And Lord knows we don't need anything coming out of our nipples that already are, right? I know, exactly. But you come up with something that nobody would have ever thought of. When I used to call in sick and play hooky at work, I wouldn't say, oh, I'm sick. Everybody would use that. I would say, I have explosive diarrhea, and it's really foul-smelling, and it's leaking into my underwear. Now, the reason why I would say that is because it is so embarrassing. Who would make that up? Nobody would make that up. Why would you tell your boss that you have rectal incontinence from foul-smelling explosive diarrhea? You wouldn't do that. You would come up if you were lying with flu. So the whole diarrhea thing already lays a little bit more credence. Even though I was lying through my teeth, it worked. Unfortunately, many of my staff do listen to my show, and now when they say, I can't come in, I have diarrhea, I think they're faking it. So, I mean, you know, I don't know how to beat explosive diarrhea with rectal incontinence. But I got to tell you, I mean, that is something that would keep you out of work. It's plausible. So if you are going to come up with a fake excuse, you're going to have to eat a little crow with it. It's going to have to be embarrassing. You know, look, I came down with the clap. Okay. I'm sorry, boss, but this burns and I feel like it's leaking through my dress pants. I hate to do this. I'm sorry. And I doubt he's going to think you're lying. You see? Or she. Make sense? Okay. So where are we now? We got through 4 days of the 10 days of in-laws. Day five of a 10-day in-law trip, you're going to have to show up. You're going to have to. And I tell you why. No, I'm not giving in. I'm not giving in. I tell you why you need to show up by day five. If they're in town. This is assuming they're not staying with you. If they're staying with you, you're dead. But if they are, let's say, a few feet away from you in a hotel, okay, you have to show up on day five. And I tell you why. Because you cannot use the excuse relapse if they haven't seen you the first 4 or 5 days. In order to have a relapse, you need to prove you were better. You get that? Look, we're looking for longevity. Okay, so day five, meet up with them. You have to. And when you do meet up with them, you got to show that, you know, that you were just scratching at the walls and scratching at the doors, upset that you couldn't see them. Okay? I mean it, guys. Look, I'm helping you. Okay? This is the Dr. Dolly Show. This is what we do. We give you guys advice on family. So you meet them. And I mean, I don't know how to get through that meeting. But keep in mind, though. Keep in mind. Remember, you were sick. Okay, you had testicular torsion, you had a flare-up of epididymitis, you had diarrhea. So when you see them, it has to be very short because you're on the mend. Next day comes, now we're on day six. We only got 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We only got 5 more days of the visit left, guys, okay? Bear with me. Day six, boom, you can relapse. You have a freebie day six. Now day seven is when you have to go to the doctor. I'm sorry. I thought I could get through this with a straight face. I'm sorry. Okay, so day seven of the in-laws being down, that's when you go to the doctor. Now, why would you go to the doctor? Why would you go through the expense of going to the doctor? Because you need that doctor's note. All right? I don't know about you all, but if I was a mother-in-law and my daughter-in-law was trying to play hooky, me being in the medical field, I would want some proof. So you need that doctor's note. You got that? For the other 3 days, I really don't have any excuses for you. Y'all are screwed. All right, guys, don't go away. We got some medical news coming up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
This Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, we're going to move on because one of the callers over the break wanted me to discuss diarrhea and types of diarrhea and how you get diarrhea because he has chronic diarrhea. I wish you would stay on the line because you don't have to be embarrassed. You know, we all get diarrhea. I mean, we do. It's just something that we get. But and again, you could always use a fake name. You know, you don't have to be John. You guys could always come up with a fake name. It's not like anybody could really figure it out. I mean, I understand my voice is starting to be a little bit more recognized, but I'm not the one calling into the health show. So don't worry. We could always, you know, we'll give you a fake name. I love giving fake names, you know? Like personally, I would if I, you know, called in to a radio show to ask about diarrhea, I would probably go under the pseudonym of or the alias of Natasha. Because, you know, Natasha sounds sexy. So hopefully people wouldn't forget that I had diarrhea and still think I was sexy. So, because we're going to now move on to that subject. We will have to then talk about how to deal with daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws who won't let you see the grandkids on another day. Okay, so that's going to have to be another segment. Because that's an important one. I know we joke a lot about in-law issues, but it's serious. Because many of you don't get to see your grandkids like you wish. And we'll talk about tips and ways to handle daughter-in-law and son-in-law, but I think we thoroughly exhausted how to handle your in-laws. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So diarrhea. Okay. There's explosive diarrhea. There's foul-smelling diarrhea. There's bloody diarrhea. There's watery diarrhea. Why do we get diarrhea? Well, some of you will say, well, it's food poisoning. It's this. But why? What is happening pathophysiologically in the colon? Who cares? Who said that? No, very important. Okay, well, remember, we've talked about what the colon does. Right? The colon is supposed to absorb water. It's one of its main functions is to absorb water out of your food. Now, this is the colon. This is the non-diarrhea colon. You eat food, you start to digest it with your teeth and with your saliva, you swallow it. It goes down the esophagus, which propulses the food down to the stomach. There's smooth muscle in the esophagus, which is why you could technically eat upside down. We don't recommend it, but you could technically be upside down when you eat because you have a propulsive type activity of the esophagus that'll bring the food down to the stomach. The job of the stomach with its high acid content is to start the dissolving and a little bit of the churning. Then the food will start to go into the intestine. Your intestine is probably one of the most important aspects of your digestive system because that's where many of your nutrients are absorbed. You know, the sugars, the salts, etc. By the time the food gets through the small intestine is longer than the colon, the large intestine. The large intestine is just large because it's bigger in diameter. But the small intestine is longer, okay? And as we all know, length is better, right? And so the lot gets done with the small intestine. A lot gets done. By the time it reaches the colon, the job of the colon now is to absorb the fluids. And you absorb the fluids as the body makes mass movements and starts to move it from the ascending colon to the transverse colon to the descending colon to the sigmoid colon and out the rectum. All right. That is the job, or out the rectum, and then anus is the opening to the outside world. La! Why is stool brown? What makes stool brown? Well, when you mix a bunch of colors together, usually turns brown. Plus, I think you get a little heme in it. Not so much blood. You're not supposed to have blood in the stool, but heme seems to get in everything as far as I'm concerned with the body. So with all that mixtures, overall, your stool becomes brown, okay? Now, some of you will have green stool, especially you vegans out there who really like their spinach. Don't freak out about it. The reason why we get nervous about the color of our stool is we're always worried about bile. Bile is yellowish green. Bile is a product made by the liver that gets stored in the gallbladder that squirts out when food is coming down the digestive tract for it to help dissolve food. And you usually need bile for many of your heavier fatty foods. So if we start to see a yellowish green in your stool, we worry that there's something going on with your biliary system. All right. But many of you will eat something green, you know, have a heavy spinach omelet, let's say, and you'll examine your stool and panic a little bit. All right. If that's the case, again, you know, you could always get your stool evaluated by your doctor. By the way, as a doctor, can I just say, if you do bring your stool, please bring it in a medically approved container. Tupperware from home, foil on a paper plate, not adequate, please. Not adequate at all. Don't be bringing me your stool that way. All right, so the colon is supposed to suck out the fluid from the stool. Now, as it does that, it churns and it churns and it's supposed to move. Now, let's say you're constipated and you haven't had a bowel movement for a few days. That stool is very dry. It starts to get rock hard. Why? Because your colon has been working on it and sucking as much fluid out as it could. All right, now, diarrhea means your food didn't really get the time it needed in the colon. And you actually have much more loose stool. Fluid is added to your digestive process to flush out anything foreign. And you end up having the waterfall, the flow. And so the more moist your stool is, and I apologize if any of you are trying to eat breakfast or lunch, that means the less time it was in your colon. right? So I could guess you're having very low water absorption from your food if your stools are flowing that quickly. Now, some of you will say, Dahlia, Dr. Dahlia, I'll eat, and then I'll have a bowel movement 2 hours later. Okay, that the bowel movement isn't what you had just eaten. The bowel movement is what you had eaten a day or two before. Usually transit time is a couple days. Okay, unless you're having full-blown diarrhea. If you're a type of person where you'll have a bowel movement a couple hours after you eat, that doesn't necessarily always mean the food you intook. Okay, you know, usually the GI system doesn't work that fast unless you're sick. Or suffering from gastroenteritis or diarrhea. That just means the stimulatory effects of digestion kicked in, and boom, you were able to expel what was sitting in the colon at the time. You got that? But if the food, if the stool runs out very watery and quickly, that denotes less transit time. Got that? Okay. So let's say you have a virus that attaches to your GI tract or a bacteria. Your body's smart. Then your body's going to want to flush the sucker out. That's what the body does, which is why I always, you know, tell you to hesitate on using medicine like Imodium, etc. Because for every day you try to artificially slow that down, you could be prolonging the illness an extra day or two because the body's not able to get rid of the bacteria, the virus, or the parasite. Now, many of you, you know, will say, well, sometimes my diarrhea is bloody, sometimes it's just watery, sometimes I get cramps, sometimes I don't. Again, it could depend on the bacteria, it could depend on the virus, it could depend on what you've eaten. You could be sore. So, of course, we always want you to check in with the doctor, because what is one of the biggest risk factors that you could have, what could happen to you because of chronic diarrhea or a huge acute bout of it? Dehydration. You're losing a lot of fluid, and you're not picking up the fluid because the food's not sitting there in the colon, not to mention your body is trying to flush it out. You could become extremely dehydrated. When people die from cholera and salmonella poisoning or any of these types of infections that could cause severe diarrhea, it's because dehydration. And so it's very scary. So we want you to get the fluids. Now, if you're vomiting at the same time, we get a little nervous. And many times we will put you into the hospital, or we'll give you IV fluids in the emergency room or urgent care, etc., just to try to get those fluids and bypass your GI tract because you're vomiting, etc. Now, it could also be food. Some of you guys will get diarrhea from artificial sweeteners. Okay, you know, many of you will take sugar-free products, but it'll give you diarrhea. Medications could do it as well. So if you do have diarrhea, not only should your doctor look at parasites that could be in your stool, etc., see if you've been exposed to something, but sometimes medicines like antibiotics could do it, etc. So it warrants evaluation, definitely. All right, guys, don't go away. I'm taking your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-362-3254.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a couple years ago on the show, there was a study that came out saying the appendix actually has a useful role, that they think they found the purpose of the appendix. Now, the appendix is this little tubular appendage that kind of dangles from the right ascending colon. And we thought that it was useless because people who would have their appendix removed would live fine. I mean, they would live for years on end, not really have any issue, ate no thing but a chicken wing, and they'd be fine. So they thought, well, then, if nobody dies sooner from having their appendix taken out, it's probably a useless appendage. Well, a couple years ago, they said, no. The reason why the appendix is there is because it houses billions of bacteria. It could actually squirt out into the right side of the colon, that can then colonize the rest of the colon, such that when your bacteria needs the extra flora, it could get it from the appendix. And a lot of us were like, now that makes sense. I just don't believe that anything in nature is useless. I believe that everything in nature has a purpose. I do. Even my show. You know, there's a reason I'm on air. Okay, now you and I may be still scratching our heads. Maybe God is the only one that knows the answer on that one. But I just believe everything has a purpose. Okay, well now here's another study that's come out. Okay, and the new study published this month from an international team of researchers found that across 50 species, the appendix had evolved independently anywhere from 32 to 38 times. Now, why would an organ evolve if it didn't have a use, you see? So they're saying the appendix must have a use because of it needing to evolve. They say in most cases, the appendix organ's transformation was not due to a change in diet. Now, apparently, the findings challenge the notion first put forward by Charles Darwin, who obviously can't defend himself because he's dead, that the appendix is an outdated organ and had a purpose when apes and humans' beings dined on leaves. The diet, I guess according to the theory, required our anatomy to have a large cecum. All right, quit the giggles, from which the appendix protrudes in order to digest plant matter. To me, that really never made sense, but who am I to challenge Darwin? I mean, he knew his stuff. But since foods became easier to break down, the cecum in the right side of the colon became less crucial, and therefore that appendix ended up shriveling up, right? You don't use it, you lose it type of thing. Now this new study was like, nah. Now something else is up because the appendix evolved 30 plus times. The scientists also found that some species, including the study, they might not have even had an appendix at the time. So did we grow the appendix? I mean, we know we've had appendixes for a while because once they documented surgery in Grecian times and Roman times, etc., they did have these things named. But was there a time when people didn't have it? And is there an argument that the reason why we have the appendix is because we found ways to wipe out our bacterial flora? So it's kind of cool, right? I mean, this is for those of us, we call it academic masturbation. I don't like that term, but researchers just love to kind of think and rethink, and they like it. I guess it makes them happy, you know, trying to figure out what something could have been and why it could have been. Me, I don't really care that much. I mean, being a family doctor, my job is to find out and to discover and deduce if you actually have an inflamed appendix and if we need to cut it out or not. But I do like the idea of somebody investigating the idea that certain parts of our body are useless. I like that challenge because as far as I'm concerned, it makes perfect sense. These appendix house a lot of bacteria. Now, why would we not have appendicitis more often? Well, again, the appendix was built for bacteria. If something goes astray or if there's a weakness and the wall starts to get inflamed, that's a whole nother subject. Now, we've talked about appendicitis attacks and how many times people just don't fit the textbook appearance or the presentation of an appendicitis attack. You know, when we're in medical school, we learn, well, you're probably having an appendicitis attack if you start off having very diffuse abdominal pain, periumbilical, meaning around your belly button. Then 12 hours later, it starts to move to the right. You have a fever. You're not feeling good. You don't want to eat. We do a blood test. You have a white count. That's what we teach our medical students, is the typical presentation of an appendicitis attack. And I can tell you, I don't know how many of my patients ate that day, had an appetite, didn't even have a fever, but they just weren't feeling right because they were having abdominal pain. So I start to mash around, and we get down into that right area, that McBurney's point we talk about, and then we find, okay, there's an issue here, okay? This person has, some sort of inflammation. We do a CAT scan, and we find out that the appendix is inflamed. So for any of you that have an abdominal pain that doesn't go away, you need to get it looked at. Not all appendicitis pain is always in the right lower quadrant of the abdomen. If we cut your abdomen into four pieces on paper, if we draw a diagram, your lower quadrant. You know, we divide it into four quadrants. Some of you could have pain higher up. What if your appendix is a high riding appendix? What if the way your colon is sitting because of adhesions is high? What if you feel deferred pain to the left? So, and sometimes you just can't pinpoint where the pain is. Now, a hospital came out a couple weeks ago with a very easy, inexpensive test. They said if as you were driving into our parking lot and you hit a speed bump and it hurt in your right lower quadrant, most likely you were suffering from appendix. Now, they really aren't that far off. Sometimes when I test somebody for appendix, I'll have them jump in front of me. Just jump. And if they have tenderness in the right lower quadrant, that could be appendicitis. I told you about this kid that was brought in by his mom. Apparently, the kid had fallen off a trampoline the day before. So the mom brings him in and says, you know, he's having some abdominal pain. Well, I take a look at him. No fever. He had eaten breakfast that day, but he's really tender in the right lower quadrant. So I tell her I want to evaluate him for appendicitis, and she's like, you're crazy. The kid fell off a trampoline. I'm not going to pay for a CAT scan. Well, luckily, I was able to talk her into it, and yes, the kid had a huge abscess on his appendix, and he ended up having surgery that day. So, but how I knew is not only was he tender when I had him lying down on the table, but I made him jump, and that was my last determining factor to make him go to the radiology place to get the CAT scan. And of course, white count was fine, no fever, nothing. So I'm very suspicious of appendicitis. I am. Now, earlier this year, there was a discussion of antibiotics. September to May. I shouldn't be doing that. I should say in the fall, there was another study saying you could actually give antibiotics. You don't have to take every appendicitis patient to the operating room. Give them antibiotics. Now, of course, nothing in that study said that protect the ER doc or the doctor from liability by any means. Right? And they obviously couldn't guarantee that you would live through that. But I got to admit, the idea of you having a bacterial infection with your appendix and antibiotics being applied makes some sense. There's some logic to that. If most appendicitis attacks are bacterial, why not try an antibiotic? It's just who wants to risk it? So that, you know, because if an appendix bursts, you are losing all that bacteria that's housed in its canal, and it just seeds throughout the whole body. And so, or the abdomen. And then you could get a peritonitis, and trying to clean up and trying to get all the bacteria and lavaging you and, you know, after having a ruptured appendix, is pretty difficult. And of course, the mortality rate goes up. So we don't want you to rupture, which is why we usually will just take you in to the operating room and take it out. Why mess with it? It's quote unquote useless. Well, now maybe it's not so useless. Maybe we'll make us think. All right, guys. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.